This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. A jury this afternoon found former Coast Guardsman Adrian Loya guilty of first-degree murder of fellow officer Lisa Trubnikova in 2015. WCAI's Patrick Flannery has been covering this case. He speaks with us now from Barnstable Superior Court. Patrick, what can you tell us about the verdict that we heard this afternoon? There were a good number of counts here.
There were 30 counts all told, guilty on all, Steve, with the exception of one, and that was the charge of armed assault with intent to murder Anna Trubnikova. She's the surviving widow of Lisa. He was found guilty of premeditated murder, that's murder in the first degree, acting with extreme cruelty.
Now, the defense had never disputed that Loya had done these acts. It was their contention, however, that he was not legally sane and so could not be held criminally responsible. It seems like the jury just didn't go for that.
They didn't, Steve. In fact, four psychiatrists testified last week, three for the state and one for the defense. None of them could really essentially agree on what disorder Adrian Loya suffered from, but the consensus was he did suffer from a mental disorder at the time. However, it wasn't enough to sway the jury that he could not tell right from wrong at the time. There was the premeditation factor, the fact that he had spent the better part of 2 years planning some elaborate attack of revenge, and not to mention some 250-page manifesto he had written detailing how he would carry out this thing.
How long did the jury take deliberating this case?
Over the course of 3 days, it took about 14 hours, all told, two full days this week, Monday and Tuesday, with an hour last Friday.
In the court today to hear the verdict were Anna Trubnikova, the widow of Lisa Trubnikova, who was killed that night, and also Officer Jared McDonald. Both of them were injured that night. What was their response as the verdict came down? And for that matter, what was the response of Adrian Loya?
Well, as for Loya's part, he sat, as he did throughout much of the trial, motionless, staring straight ahead, no emotion visible from him. As for the survivors, Jared McDonald, the born police officer, as well as Anna Trubnikova, Lisa's widow, both held their ground, too. Very strong-willed, very determined, nothing very visible on their faces, but Jared McDonald's daughter did sort of pat Jared on the shoulder as Bullet, his service dog, sat by his side. Anna did read a statement just prior to what's expected to be sentencing from the judge, during which she said, "I ask for no mercy for Adrian Loya."
Lisa Trubnikova's mother also read a statement after the verdict came down. What did she say?
She gave a very tearful recollection of memories, Thanksgiving memories, in fact, because there was 1 year in 2011 when Lisa had invited Adrian Loya to Thanksgiving dinner. There was a friendship. They were friends, after all, for a short period before this rapid deterioration between them. And then at the end of this recollection, she asked His Honor to inflict the harshest penalty on Adrian Loya possible. And that, as we know, is life in prison.
Was there anyone from the Coast Guard there today as the verdict was being read?
There were several members of the Coast Guard. There were also several state troopers who were in attendance today, although everyone was in plain clothes. So it's a little difficult to discern who represented whom there, but there was a lot of love in the courtroom today prior to the verdict coming down.
WCAI's Patrick Flannery is in Barnstable Superior Court, where a verdict today was delivered in the trial of former Coast Guardsman Adrian Loya, the jury finding him guilty of first-degree murder of his fellow officer Lisa Trubnikova in 2015. Patrick, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much, Steve.